From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, warned Wednesday that North Korea's latest intercontinental ballistic missile launch, quote, brings the world closer to war, not further from it. She told the U.N. Security Council, meeting in an emergency session, we have never sought war with North Korea, and still, today, we do not seek it. But she warned that if there is war, it will be because of continued acts of aggression like the missile launch. And she said, if war comes, make no mistake, the North Korean regime will be utterly destroyed. She said President Trump told Chinese President Xi Jinping in a phone call earlier on Wednesday that the time has come for Beijing to cut off all oil exports to North Korea. Suspected militants attacked worshippers outside a Shiite Muslim mosque, killing at least one person and wounding four others late Wednesday in the Pakistani capital. Police said four gunmen arrived on motorbikes at the mosque in Islamabad's I-8 residential sector and opened fire on worshippers as they were coming out after evening prayers. Members of the minority Shiite community swiftly took to the streets to protest the violence and to denounce the government for failing to protect them. No one claimed responsibility for the violence, but security cameras installed around the mosque captured shots of gunmen spraying bullets with automatic weapons before fleeing the scene. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's High Court has acquitted a prominent pastor who was arrested for criticizing former president Robert Mugabe. Human rights groups say Wednesday's ruling is a clear message for the new government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Sebastian Mofu reports for VOA from Harare.
Announcing the not guilty verdict Wednesday, Justice Priscilla Chigumba said state lawyers had failed to prove that in July of last year, Pastor Ivan Mawarire had called for violent protests and attempted to unseat then-President Robert Mugabe. Instead, the High Court judge said the clergyman acted within his rights when he called for Zimbabweans to stay at home to push the government to address the moribund economy. Mawarire is the activist behind the hashtag This Flag movement launched in 2016 to protest the government's handling of the economy and human rights abuses. When Wednesday's verdict was announced, Mawarire punched the air before smiling. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
President Trump has retweeted three inflammatory anti-Muslim videos that were posted on Twitter by a far-right British politician, sparking widespread condemnation, repudiation, and fears of a backlash against Muslim Americans. His decision to publicize the videos actually sparked condemnation on both sides of the Atlantic and among both supporters and adversaries. On Capitol Hill, senators on both sides of the partisan divide said his decision to retweet the videos was ill-advised. Republican Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona said wrong, inappropriate, a new low. Two Americans are being held in a prison in Thailand for taking a nude butt selfie in front of a renowned Buddhist temple. The two men, both in their 30s, from San Diego, California, were arrested earlier this week at an airport in the capital, Bangkok. The offending photo was posted on the pair's popular travel Instagram account, at Traveling Butts, which followed their adventures and bare bottoms at famous locales all over the globe. The account has now been deleted. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.